naturally.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we are back once again here at Jackson Heights High School, home of the Cobras, as we get set for our boys' contest tonight, the second of our Northeast Kansas League doubleheader. If you missed it, the Horton girls in Game 1, dominant performance as the Chargers beat the Lady Cobras 54-33. Now we get set for the boys' contest tonight. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups as we get set for good battle inside the Northeast Kansas League. We'll start with the road team as always, and that is Horton with an undefeated record of 5-0. They are 3-0 in league play under 30-year head coach David Losey. They'll go like this as they are off to a good start here in 24-25. Jackson Bowman in the backcourt, 6'1 senior at 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. Reagan Knudsen also back there, 6'2 senior guard. Luke McAfee, he's had a great senior campaign, the 6'2 forward, 14 points and 6 rebounds per game. Tavian Kabia, also a big time on the offensive side at 13.5 points per game. And then Dante Masqua, the big 6'4 senior, a clean 14 points, 12 rebounds per game, averaging well north of a double-double here early on this season. So again, for the undefeated Chargers, it is Masqua, Moman, Knudsen, McAfee, and Kabia. For Jackson Heights, with a record of 2-3, they are 1-1 in league play under head coach Brett Plattner. They're going to go like this here tonight on the home floor. Cade Holliday, a 5'11 senior, at just south of 3 points per game. Jace Robinson, a 6'1 senior, 4 points and nearly 4 rebounds in contest. Drake Mellies, 5'10 junior at 10 points per game. Eli Kirk is a 6'3 sophomore, just south of 5 points per game. And then Sir Peak, legendary name, 6'1 sophomore, 6.4 points per game, along with 5 rebounds a game as well. So again, for Brett Plattner, head coach of Jackson Heights, Holliday, Robinson, Mellies, Kirk, and Peak. Well, not many open seats available here at Jackson Heights as we get set for the boys' game tonight. Cobras looking for a split, Chargers looking for the sweep. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, Chance, our studio producer, Brandon with you. Appreciate everyone helping out. Blaine, Zach, Caleb, Asheron, all here on the Cobra Channel. And the home team Cobras from left to right, Drake Mellies, the opening possession here in our second game. So, again, the Chargers undefeated at 5-0. They go man-to-man to start. Mellies stopping left wing. Starts a pass right here to Jace Robinson, holding with the left, directing traffic with the right. Short corner pass, nice little backdoor give, but the layup is missed, and Masqua on the rebound for Horton. Great look at the rim, but the Cobras cannot convert. 40 seconds in, no score. First offensive possession for the Chargers tonight. This is Jackson Moman, right side on the wing, holding it high above his head. Gets it off to Kabia, who's had a great season so far at over 13 points per game. Goes right side, Moman again on the wing. They get Masqua, touch up top. Goes down quickly. Cobra's going man-to-man on the defensive end as well. Here is Kabia, a deep three. Hits high off the heel, played by Eli Kirk. Both teams over to start. 6:50 left, a whistle and a foul on the floor. And our first foul comes at 6:50 left in the quarter. And it's on Jackson Moman. It's a Chargers team that just got by a road tilt at Oskaloosa before the break, 48-43. As Chargers defense surrendering 44 points per game, the Cobras offense, it has struggled this year. It has been way up and down. It has been much better over the last two games, as the Cobras have won their last two after starting 0-3. Still no score. They get it to the free throw line here and knocked away in a steal. Transition bucket on the way, up and in by Reagan Knudsen. And the Chargers have the first points at 6:23 left, the 2-0 lead. Now the Chargers show a little pressure in the full court, and the Cobras try to launch a pass on the back end of it, and it's going to be a turnover.
Cobras can really only hope to not have a similar outcome to mimic what the girls went through, but see where we can put it in here.
Yeah, you see the Chargers, both girls and boys, with the press defenses. And the Chargers here in the boys' game forcing an early turnover. 2 minutes in, Masqua, muscle inside, missed the shot, gets his own rebound, wants to go up again. missed another opportunity and finally pulled away by Sir Peek, and now a whistle and a timeout's going to be called by Coach Plattner. You know, wasn't pleased with the first 2 minutes and 4 seconds of this ball game tonight. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We will keep it right here. Reagan Knudsen, transition layup, the lone points to this point. Chargers again out to a 2-0 lead as we are early on in this boys' game tonight. Again, Jackson Heights head coach Brett Plattner. They went 10-12 last season, and that was the Cobras' first 10-win season in 5 years. So they are certainly trying to build off that 2-3 here through the first five in 24-25. And then, of course, the Chargers have been very good under now third-year head coach David Losey. They won 17 games last year and finished just shy of the state tournament. Of course, the Chargers made the state tournament 2 years ago. Now the Cobras out of the timeout. Nearly got an easy bucket. They do break the press, but the Chargers get back. And Masqua with the rejection, but a foul. And that's going to put Eli Kirk at the line for two.
Cobras have had quite the history throughout the season of, or a reputation, sorry, of throwing the ball a little too harshly and losing track of it. We'll see. I don't know if they've been working on that in practice. I know. I do know for a fact.
Well, one thing you got to do when you try to break the press is got to be under control. And
right,
Chargers are looking to kind of change up the pace. Both free throws good by Eli Kirk, and we're now tied at two apiece. 5:38 to go, opening quarter. Got a good crowd here tonight. Both teams' first games of 2025, and a deep three is banked in by Luke McAfee from the right wing. And the 6'2 senior gives the Chargers a 5-2 lead. And Cobra's chasing it out with Mellies, left side on the wing. And now surveying the Charger defense and directing traffic. Here's Sir Peek in the corner. Nice pass to Mellies. Left wing three on the way. And it's off the heel. And a rebound for Kabia and the Chargers. Bounces it into the corner. McAfee a look. Left this one short. Rebound for Mellies. 5-2 Chargers. 4:54 left first quarter. Here's Peek. Right side on the wing. Crossing over. Stopping. Getting it off. Now to Kate Holliday on the left wing. Closed out by Kabia. Chargers going man-to-man here. Not quite to the halfway point of this opening quarter. And the Chargers out to a 5-2 lead. They got three from McAfee, two by Knudsen. Nice pass by Mellies. Layup good. That's easy. A lead done. Could have set it all the way through. Kirk with four. And it's now 5-4. Nice assist there by Drake Mellies, who is the team leader in assists. And now he comes away with a rebound off the miss and wants to push the tempo. A 5-4 lead for the Chargers. Chance here for the Cobras to take a lead here in the first quarter. Head coach Brett Plattner calling out the play. As Kirk has it left side, Peek up top. There's a cut by Holliday. It wasn't there. Now a drive and a spinning layup is good by Sir Peek. And the Cobras take the lead at 6-5.
Keeping the Chargers on their toes.
That was a nice move by Peek underneath and spinning it a little bit of English. And now trying to play defense on the big body of Dante Masqua. And they get it back up top here to Knudsen. Goes between the legs, bouncing it to Kabia here on the wing. Now diving, guarded by Mellies. And he gets backed out. Kabia fading and firing and missing from the left baseline. And a rebound for Sir Peek. 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter. A 6-5 Cobras lead here on their home floor. Peek with the ball screen. Mellies faking, firing, high off the heel on a jump shot. And Masqua on the rebound for the Chargers. Here's McAfee. Left wing. Up top, Kabia. Closed out by Holliday. Nearly had it knocked away. And head coach David Losey telling his team to go with it. Gets a ball screen by Masqua. Knudsen left side. Kabia in the corner. He'll get a screen, work back to the top of the key. Now angles in, stops on the block, and lays it in. Nicely done. Tavion Kabia now with two. That's his first points. And it's 7-6. Chargers retake the lead. Now a 3/4 court press here. Get it up the floor quickly. Nice stop. But the pop is in there. Just dropped through. And how about the start for Eli Kirk? He's got six. And another lead change. 8-7. Cobras by one. 2:20 to go in this quarter. Back and forth we go. That's a travel, and there's the call. Little hesitation there by Kabia. We got subs in on both sides as Trent Lockwood is in for Horton. Jace Doyle's also into the game here for Jackson Heights and also Austin Zeller. A little bit more size on the floor. The Cobras with an 8-7 lead at just north of 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Get it up the floor, break the press. Zeller a touch in the corner, gets it back to Doyle. Now Mellies, a little jump pass. And a bump and a foul is going to go against Cooper Strube, who just checked into the game. Strube picks up the foul. That is team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Here's Peek in the corner. Wanted Zeller inside. It wasn't there. And now gets it back to Jace Robinson. Mellies, a nice ball fake. Open
nowhere
for
to
three.
Go but up.
Gets it to go. That is beautifully done for Drake Mellies. His 6th triple of the year. And 11-7 now. 4-point lead for the Cobras here at home. Here is Strube. Into the corner now with Lockwood. Go inside. Basqua in the paint on the block. Through a lot of contact. And bodies hit the floor. And I think they get a foul on Jackson Heights. And Basqua, I think, is going to shoot 2. So they get Doyle with the foul. And Basqua will shoot 2. Dante Basqua, 6'4 senior. It is a big body, averaging 14 points and 12 rebounds per game. Now the first free throw was no good. 1:34 left in the quarter, and the Cobras leading by 4 at 11-7. He spins and fires the second, gets that one to go. So Masqua's first point tonight makes it 11-8. Cobras again dealing with this full court press. Here's Sir Peek, middle of the floor. Mellies right in front of midcourt, far side. Trying to split a double. Does so. Stops, kicks it right, and it's off the fingertips of Robinson and out of bounds for a turnover. Just the second turnover by Jackson Heights. Both teams have done well protecting the basketball here in the opening quarter. Here's Strube, knifing his way through the defense and gets all the way to the rim and draws the foul. Cat and mouse-like through 3 defenders getting to the rim. The foul was on Robinson. And again, Strube at the line to shoot 2. Very good defender. Just right there. Guy can get to the rim. First free throw, no good. So Horton 1-for-3 at the line here in the opening quarter. And we'll see Dalton Eosi into the game. First minutes for him tonight. Second free throw coming up here for Strube. That one high off the heel and then falls through. 1-for-2 for the 6-foot junior. Cooper Strube into the books. And it's now a 2-point Cobras lead at 11-9. Final minutes here in the opening quarter. Mellies again splitting a double team. Getting it back up top. A deep NBA range 3, and it's an air ball. And Jace Doyle tried to save it, just couldn't get there in time. And it's out of bounds back to Horton. At 54 seconds left in the quarter. They can tie or take the lead here. They're down by 2. Cobras going man-to-man. Here is McAfee. Off a ball screen. Knocked away at the elbow and a steal by Mellies. Second turnover by the Chargers. And Mellies now knifing his way a couple defenders and backing it out with 30 seconds to go. Go inside, Peek on the block. Boy, I was about to say, that's a travel. And a little hesitation there by Sir Peek. Third turnover by Jackson Heights. So now the Chargers get it back, down 2 with 27 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Strube into the front court. Left side bounce pass to McAfee. Basqua, right side to Niosi. Now Strube a touch up top, down to 12 seconds. Niosi a baseline drive. Here is a long 2. That's halfway down and out. Mellies the rebound. 5 seconds to go near sideline. Gets it into the front court. 2 seconds. Little fake. A deep 3. Got it!
Good!
Mellies from downtown. 35 feet.
That was the money shot.
His 2nd triple in the quarter. He's got 6 and a good end. For the Cobras, right there on a deep 3 by Drake Mellies. Our first quarter in the books. Cobras 14, Chargers 9. Second quarter action is coming up next.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Diabetes is painful to live with and can be deadly. At Holton Community Hospital, we're here to support you on your journey to better health. Our diabetes education specialist, Cheryl Yinks, can help you manage your diabetes care. Small steps today can make a big difference tomorrow. Ready to take charge? Call our cardiovascular services department at 785-364-9680 and set up an appointment with Cheryl today. Visit us online at holtonhospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good end of the quarter for Jackson Heights. A deep three by Drake Mellies to give the Cobras a five-point lead. Chargers the opening possession of the second quarter, 14-9. Jackson Heights lead as we continue on here in our boys' game tonight. Chargers trying to fight through this zone. Masqua, little pull to Jay. It was an air ball, but a rebound for Struby to keep it alive. Now he's caught between four jerseys, and he threw it up and is going to be able to get back to the free throw line as the Cobras, again, four white jerseys around Struby, and they get it on Doyle. That's going to be his second. Struby's going to shoot two. He's already been to the line once here tonight, one for two. His third attempt is too strong. The Horton team, again, off to a 5-0 start. Wins over ACCHS. They beat Hiawatha in overtime on the road. They got wins over Pleasant Ridge, Donovan West, and Oskaloosa as well. Second by Struby. That one's good. 14-10. First points of the second quarter. And the Cobras, again, having to work some full-court pressure. Mellies back to Holiday. Got to get it across midcourt. Finally do. There's Doyle on the wing. Now Holiday. Mellies open. Left wing three. That's a little strong. But Holiday chasing it down. Second chance. And then it's knocked away out of bounds. And last touch by McAfee. Jace Robinson back into the game. And Doyle will take a seat for head coach Brett Plattner. And Austin Zeller out there still. So some good size. Trying to match, and now a Cobras turnover. Here's a two-on-three break, and Cobras had the defenders there, and they slow it down, and the Chargers reset. The OC back up top it goes. McAfee diving, hop step, beautiful dump down pass, layup good. McAfee the assist, Lockwood for the deuce. 14-12, Cobras lead trimmed to two. Zeller gets it into the front court, left side on the wing, back to Holiday, now Mellies. Thought about a deep right wing three. Instead gets it off to Zeller. Now Holiday. Back up top to Mellies. 90 seconds into the second. Another deep three on the way, and it's banked in. Deep left wing by Cade Holiday. His fourth triple of the year makes it 17-12. The lead is five for the Cobras. So four of the five starters have now scored for Jackson Heights here in the first half. There is Luke McAfee, bouncing it left side to Struby. They want Lockwood with the post touch. Gets it there, little up and under move, but has to kick it back.
Nowhere
now
to go
a
but
deep
up.
Three. Nowhere to go but up. Misfiring on a three. Good rebound there by Jace Robinson. And the Cobras leading by five, moving it from left to right. Now Robinson will try and deliver. And a timeout on the floor for the Chargers. And the Cobras are using the outside shot. That is their fourth three of the first half. And their largest lead is 20-12 at 5:46 to go in this second quarter. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. How about the start for the Cobras? Six by Kirk, six from Mellies, and Holiday and Robinson here in the second quarter, both hitting threes. Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you feeling? You've seen this team more than me.
Right. I don't have a whole lot. I mean,
the three-point shots, I will admit, are kind of surprising. No offense to the Cobras, but we aren't the greatest at hitting threes, so
hitting all these threes must have been hard work in practice.
Right.
As a team that came in just 21% from downtown, so obviously a number you want to get a little bit higher north, but at least right now, again, four already in the first half, and
right.
If the team is good like Horton, you got to be able to knock some outside shots and see if they can keep that consistency up. Well, out of the timeout, Chargers with the ball down eight. They'll try to answer with a three, and Kabia does. Baby Kabia now with five, and it's now a five-point lead for the Cobras at 20-15. So a good job out of that timeout for Horton to get one of those threes back. How about into the paint, and Sir Peek, a little fadeaway J. He's now got four. 22-15, good pace, good offense here for both sides the last couple of minutes. That one kicked into the crowd by Mellies. Stays here with Horton. 5:10 to go until halftime. And the Chargers are undefeated at 5-0.
Not a whole lot you can do with kicks.
You can kick it in football, not in basketball.
Right, right.
Could be a nice ball fake. Gets a good look. This time not there on a three. Sir Peek the rebound. Peek far sideline. Gets it up the floor himself. Hands it off to Mellies. Darts it into the corner. This is Kirk. Gets to the elbow. Now Peek up top. Beautiful dump down. And a layup is good by Holiday. Beautiful passing there by the Cobras. Holiday finishing. Making it 24-15. 9-point Cobras lead here on their home floor. Nice little give and go. Kabia inside, shot up, good, and the foul. And one opportunity for Tavion Kabia, who's now got seven. I think he almost looked surprised that he got so open underneath and kind of hesitated on putting it up. Finally got it up and in. The foul was on Kirk. That is his first. So Kabia, again, chance at a three-point play, knocks it down, and he's got eight here in the first half. And that trims the deficit for Horton to 24-18. 4.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Mellies, left side. Ball faking is Robinson. Now Peek right back up top to Mellies. They want a little two-man game here. There's the screen, the roll. Mellies stopping, pulling it up himself. He short-armed to Jay. And a rebound for Dante Masqua, who's been quiet on the offensive end. 24-18. Chargers down by six with the ball. Trying to stay undefeated. They're 5-0. But the Cobras playing well here to start. How about that little Dirk Nowitzki-esque fadeaway J off 1 foot for Dante Masqua. Just inside the free throw line. He's got three, and it's 24-20. Here's Mellies into the front courts. Staring down Jackson Moman. He wants to go all the way. Shot was tipped, but a foul. And two free throws coming up here for Drake Mellies. And they get the foul on McAfee. So Mellies at the line, 5'10 junior. And the right-handed free throw is up and good. Zeller back into the game here for the Cobras. And Struby also checking back in as well. 3:41 to go until halftime. It's a 25-20 Cobras lead, and trying to add one more with Mellies at the line. Can't do so. It goes 1 for 2. Masqua with his sixth rebound here in the first half. And the Chargers have it back down by 5. Here's Masqua working on Zeller. Gets it to Struby up top. Bouncing it to Kabia on the right wing. Both teams, for the most part, been man-to-man on the defensive end. Now Struby, another touch. Puts it on the dribble. Right-handed floater. Left it short. Gets his own rebound, though, to keep it alive. And now a couple bodies hit the floor. I think a foul is going to be called here on Holiday. Or, correction, that's actually on Sir Peek. Picks up the foul. And Chase Doyle's back into the game. As Mellies will get, I'm sure, a quick breather. 25-20 our score. Another fadeaway J here. Not this time for Masqua. Zeller pulls away the rebound. Holiday quickly into the front court. Doyle is open for three. It's an air ball. And right into the hands of Reagan Knudsen. 25-20 our score. Both teams a little bit cold over the last minute and change. We are south of 3 minutes to go in the first half. Here's McAfee. Left side. Knudsen a touch. Now Kabia. Ball faking. Top of the key. Works left. And now a Knudsen three. That's an air ball. And letting it go is Holiday. And the Cobras get it back. So both teams a little bit cold. Last couple of minutes here from the outside. Here is Cade Holliday as the Chargers back off the pressure here, at least on this possession. Kabia guarding Holliday. Right wing, he has it. Now working baseline. Gets underneath the bucket. Shot no, but a foul. I think they're going to get McAfee here for his second. Up top, it looked good, but there was some body contact, and the foul is going to be called. That puts Cade Holliday at the line for two. Got 5 points here in the first half, a rebound as well. First free throw a little bit short. Lockwood back into the game. Mellies as well here checking in for Jackson Heights. As Jay Stoyle will now take a seat. And Holliday at the line. And his second free throw, that one's good. So six in the first half for Cade Holliday, and that's the lead for Jackson Heights. 26-20, and now Mellies comes away with a steal, wants to go coast-to-coast, layup good. Easy money for Drake Mellies. He's got nine, and the lead is eight. 28-20 at 2:15 to go in the half. Defense leading to offense right there for the Cobras. Here's Lockwood in the corner. Gets Struby on a cut. Little hesitation. Missed the shot. Trying to fight for his own rebound. And Kabita gets the deflection and keeps this possession alive for the Chargers. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. 8-point Cobras lead. Kabita, nice bounce pass. Lockwood in the corner. Lost it. Holliday nearly came away with a steal. Lockwood gets it back into the corner to Kabita. Trying to get it out of the corner. Out of some trouble. Now Knutson on a cut there. Long, lengthy possession here for the Chargers. Knutson back in the right corner this time. Down to 90 seconds left in the half. Beautiful touch pass by Masqua. Big fella. Beautiful feed to Lockwood for an easy two. Lengthy possession is a good one. 28-22. The Cobras lead is six. At 1:16 to go in the half. Here's Peak. Now Holliday. Mellies. Peak inside. Layup. In and out. Good defense by Masqua to not get drawn for a foul. Here's Kabia in the corner. Quick trigger for three. Halfway down, no, and a rebound for Sir Peak. Peak near side being chased down by Lockwood. Cobras reset. 53 seconds left in the half. That's going to be a foul. Over-aggressive by Lockwood. Pick up his first. And team foul number four. Or correction, that might have been three. So each team has a foul to give with 50 seconds left in the half. Robinson throws it into Mellies. Let's see if Cobras want to play for the final shot. They can. Mellies with a drive. Tried to find Zeller on the block, and it's kicked out of bounds. So it stays with Jackson Heights. Still 42 seconds remaining. But a good first half regardless for Jackson Heights here at home. They have won their last two after starting the year 0-3. Both these teams are on streaks. How about Robinson, a deep three? No good, and they're going to get Sir Peak with the push off there. And that's going to be his second foul. That'll bring back Eli Kirk pretty quickly. Not sure if Coach Plattner wanted that shot at that time necessarily. And they get the missed shot plus a foul. So now the Cobras on the defensive end as the Chargers. And now Mellies at midcourt. It's a little pickpocket action. His layup, no good. But a second chance up and in. Jace Robinson trailing the play. 30-22 Cobras. 20 seconds left in the half. They get a couple of pickpockets here in the corner by Mellies that has led to easy baskets. Here's Kabia, 12 seconds, deep three. Got it. Big shot. He's got 11. 30-25. 5 seconds to go here for Mellies. Down to two. Wants a ball screen. Steps back. Quickly doubled. He won't get a shot up in time. A good first half here at Jackson Heights, and the Cobras at home leading the boys' contest by a score of 30-25. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the Cobras, 30, and the Chargers, 25. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agent.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
So again, our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Our boys game here at the half. Jackson Heights, a slender 30-25 lead over the undefeated Horton Chargers, and again, this was a good start for Jackson Heights. They led 14-9 at the end of one. Both teams hanging up 16 points apiece in quarter number two, so we sit at 30-25. Get a full house and a full crew on hand. Chance Link studio producer Brandon Tadman. We got Blaine, Zach, Caleb, Asheron all helping out with the Cobra Channel, so we appreciate that very much as we go through some of the first half numbers here. Again, as Jackson Heights leads it by five. They got nine in the first half from Drake Mellies. By the way, all five starters have scored for Jackson Heights in this first half. They also got six apiece from Cade Holiday and Eli Kirk. They got five from Jace Robinson. And they also got 4 points from Sir Peak. Horton was led in the first half by Tavion Kabia, who leads with a game-high 11, also knocked down a couple of threes. They got 4 points from Trent Lockwood. They got three apiece from Luke McAfee and Dante Masqua. Masqua, by the way, with his 3 points, also seven rebounds in the first half, and then they also got 2 points apiece from Reagan Knudsen and Cooper Struby. Both teams did well in the turnover department. Not many turnovers by both teams. Jackson Heights, 4 first half turnovers. Horton with just 3. The rebound numbers, 12-12. And the free throw numbers, Horton 4-7, and Jackson Heights 4-6. Again, our boys' halftime score, 30-25. Jackson Heights in front. Our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Take another time out. More halftime coverage right after this here on KNZA.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paint work, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, our boys game at the half here at Jackson Heights, and the Cobras holding on to a 30-25 lead over undefeated Horton as we are just about 4 minutes away until the start of the second half. Let's get you some scores. Didn't have a ton on the schedule here tonight as we had 10 area matchups here as most of these teams again back in 2025, but do have a few girls' finals worth mentioning from tonight. Northeast Kansas League action. It was Moore Hill Mount Academy defeating ACCHS. That score was 56-45. In the Twin Valley League, it was Hanover all over Frankfort by a final score of 55-25. If you missed our broadcast from earlier tonight, it was Horton defeating Jackson Heights 54-33. Another TBL matchup, Blue Valley took down Onega, that final 62-40. And a big East League matchup, Hiawatha at Holton, and the Wildcat girls victorious 54-40 earlier tonight. Again, those are some scores. Girls finals from around the area. We'll take a final 3-minute timeout. Second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases. Purchase now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. Prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbb.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, moments away from starting the second half. It's been a good one here in our boys' game tonight. Our broadcast brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, Chance Link, studio producer Brandon Tabman with you. Blaine, Zach, Caleb, Asheron all helping out here with the Cobra channel as well. If you want to watch our broadcast, go to mscsports.net. Listen live, find the Cobra channel, and watch what we are bringing to you here tonight. As again, the Jackson Heights boys with a 30-25 lead on the undefeated Horton Chargers. Horton came in with a record of 5-0. Cobras have won their last two games in a row, and they are 2-3 on the year. Again, all five starters have scored for Jackson Heights, led by Drake Mellies with 9. Four of the five starters have scored for Horton, led by Tavion Cabilla, who's got a game-high 11 points. Again, it was a 14-9 lead for Jackson Heights after one, and both teams scoring 16 points apiece in quarter number two, so we sit 30-25 as we are set to start the second half here tonight. Both teams good in the turnover department. Jackson Heights just 4 turnovers in the first half. Horton turned it over just 3 times. Both teams had 12 rebounds. Both teams right about the same from the free throw line. Both teams hitting 4 from the charity stripe. Cobras 6 attempts at the line, and the Chargers had 7 attempts at the line. Here we go. We switch sides. Second half underway. Cobras by 5 with the opening possession. Here in quarter number 3. Here is Drake Mellies with the basketball, leading the Cobras with 9 points tonight. Bouncing it up top, Sir Peak back to the bucket, rotating. Now Mellies right side on the wing. Chargers a little amped up on the defensive end. We'll reset up top with Mellies. 25 seconds into the third quarter, 30-25 our score. Holiday, quick pass. Mellies, little ball fake, closed out quickly by Moman. Now right side pass to Robinson, tipped in the air. Knudsen comes away with a steal. So a 40-second possession, and the Cobras turn it over. Nice little pass inside, but missing the shot is McAfee, and the Cobras gather the rebound. Good look, just couldn't finish. Here's Mellies, free throw line, into the paint, little up, little under, left-handed finish for Drake Mellies, who's got 11, and it's 32-25. The lead is a touchdown for the Cobras at home. The Chargers down 7. Early portions of the third quarter. And Cabilla with the basketball. The consistent offensive piece for Horton in the first half with 11. Here is Knudsen. Gets a Masqua screen. Not much with it. Now Cabilla in the right corner. He works around a screen. Little crossover move. Gets in the paint. Dipsy-do. Up and in. Plus the foul. Nicely done. 13 in the game for Cabilla, and a chance for one more. Foul was on Holiday, his first, in team foul number 1. So Cabilla once again, a game-high 13 for the Chargers. And his free throw no good, but Masqua on the offensive rebound. And he fades away, left it short from the left corner. And Sir Peak, after that miss, gathering the rebound for Jackson Heights. 32-27, Cobras by 5. Not quite 2 minutes into this third period. Cobras have played well, but still got a long way to go. Chargers, an undefeated record on the line as Peak drives on Masqua. Fades away, hits with the left. And Peak now with 6. 34-27, lead back to 7. Chargers have it in the front court. Knudsen between the legs. Now Cabilla in the corner. Air balls a 3. Masqua there to put it back up and in, though. 5 for Masqua. Might as well have been an assist. It won't go down in the books that way, but Masqua, right place, right time. Here's Mellies on a drive. Sir Peak up top. Now Holiday. Robinson. A out there on the backdoor cut by Mellies. Perimeter passing, peak on the corner right. Back up top, Robinson. Mellies off to Holiday. 5:20, clock moving third quarter. 34-29, Cobras with the ball and a five-point lead here at home. Another lengthy possession here for the Cobras. Little two-man game, nothing doing. Now peak left side on the wing. Back up top to Robinson. Chargers man-to-man defensively in what is a lengthy possession here. Here's Kirk spinning, fading, high off the window, but got nothing but glass, and Masqua cleared it away. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Chargers trailing here at Jackson Heights, 34-29. Up top it goes. McAfee's been quiet tonight. Now Kabia. Nice ball fake. Hop step. Oh, darts it into Masqua, but he lost it off his chest and out of bounds. Would have been an easy bucket instead of turnover by the Chargers. Austin Zeller back into the game here for Jackson Heights. Missed opportunity there for Masqua inside. Would have been an easy two instead of turnover. So the lead still five for Jackson Heights at 4:20 to go in this third. Here's Mellies. Once a ball screen, Zeller setting right side, but Mellies going left. Stopping on a double team, kicks it right side to Robinson in the corner, and he throws it behind midcourt, and that's going to be a turnover. Well, Kabia tried to chase it down and take it away. Instead, it was picked up by Jackson Heights. Either way, it is their sixth turnover of the game. 4:11 to go, quarter three, 34-29 Cobras. Chargers with the ball in the front court. Masqua, touch inside on Zeller. Good extra pass back out to Kabia for three, and that is an air ball. But an offensive rebound right to Knutson. Now Masqua trying to fight for it in the paint. Kicks it back to Kabia, resetting up top. Cobras playing active on the defensive end this possession. Knutson ball fakes, looking for a cutter there, and that was McAfee who nearly threw it away. But Strube, Knutson, a three, got it. After all that, Reagan Knutson from downtown. He's got five, and it's all of a sudden a two-point game. Cobras 34, Chargers 32. 3.5 minutes to go in quarter number three. Right at midcourt, a bump and a foul on Strube. Mellies was working into the front court. Well, the Cobras to throw it in. Robinson will do that honor. And gets it off to Holiday, right in front of midcourt, near side to Mellies. A 34-32 Cobras lead here at home. The Charger girls victorious in game one as Peak gets underneath. Beautiful find by Mellies. And Sir Peak now with 8 points. 36-32, lead back to four. Here's Strube up top. Puts it on the dribble, darts in, off the window, couldn't get it to go. Zeller the rebound off the miss for the Cobras. Under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Mellies backing out from the left elbow. Hands it off to Robinson. Now Mellies right there, deep three, and missed everything but the backside rim, and a rebound for Masqua. Knocked away out of bounds. Good active hands by Mellies, but the Chargers keep. And Jace Doyle back into the game for Jackson Heights, replacing Cade Holiday. 2:43 to go in this third quarter. Chargers have the ball in the front court, trailing by four, 36-32. Knutson, right corner, bouncing it inside. Masqua, big body, too easy. Seven in the game for Dante Masqua. Brett Plattner wants a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Chargers within two at 36-34 at 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game has been good from the jump. Jackson Heights led 14-9 after one. It was 30-25 Jackson Heights at halftime. And right now the Chargers Clawing back, still down, but it's now a two-point game at 36-34. 2:33 left in this quarter. Again, Horton came into tonight undefeated. They're 5-0. Jackson Heights, after dropping their first three against three really good teams, back-to-back wins against Onega and McLeod, as the Cobras are trying to win their third in a row. We are in full swing for Northeast Kansas League play now. It'll be a monster win for the Cobras if they can hold on. There's a missed three by Robinson, a rebound by Struby off the miss, and a chance to tie or take the lead here on this possession for the Chargers, and they nearly threw it away, but Kavia a couple steps in front of midcourt saving that one. Haven't seen really not much more than man-to-man all night, and I think they get Masqua for an illegal screen. So Masqua with the turnover there, his second foul. That stops the clock at 2:01 here in the third. The Chargers now back on defense, down by two. Cobras leading 36-34. Chargers ramping up again the press in the full court. Cobras do a good job. Get it into the front court with Mellies. Right side pass to Robinson. They go wing to wing here. Mellies and Robinson. Now peak left elbow. Robinson back to Mellies. Short corner Zeller. Ball fakes. Gets in the paint. Kicks it right. Deflected out of bounds. And it stays here with Jackson Heights as Zeller jumped in the lane and tried to kick it to Doyle in the right corner. Robinson to throw it in. Far sideline. Cobras hanging on to a two-point lead, 36-34, now 90 seconds left in the third. Robinson gets it left side on the wing. And Doyle now in the corner, back to Sir Peak. Now Mellies right in front of midcourt. And most of the night, both teams have gone man-to-man strictly on the defensive end. Sir Peak in the corner. Back up top it goes. Well, we have seen the Cobras run some lengthy possessions here in the third quarter.
Really got some hesitation going.
Now, we don't have a ton of area schools that are doing the trial shot clock. There's a couple. I know Valley Falls.
Royal Valley is one of them, too.
That is, too. I think D-West and other schools. There's a short three from the left wing as Knutson chasing it down. So that was a long, lengthy possession that comes up empty. Now Kabia hop steps in the lane, count it, and the foul, and we are tied. Kabia, 15, and a chance for one more to give the Chargers the lead. And the foul on Sir Peak, his third. So Holiday and Kirk both checking back in for Jackson Heights. And they have led by as many as seven in the game on multiple occasions here in the second half, but it has quickly gone away as Kavia's free throw, no good. So we stay tied with Zeller getting the rebound. 36-36 tied, 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Mellies all the way, layup good. They didn't stop Mellies. And he gives Cobras the lead back with a layup at 38-36. Now a pull-up, short. Zeller, another rebound. 20 seconds here for the Cobras, up two. They can play for the final shot. Mellies. They go under the screen. He pulls a three. Drake Mellies from downtown. He's got 16. 41-36. A 5-0 spurt by Mellies. 5 seconds to go here for the Chargers. Knudsen, Struby deep. It's an air ball, and that takes us to the end of the quarter. So Drake Mellies, a 5-0 run for the Cobras, and that's the lead for Jackson Heights going into the fourth quarter. Final 8 minutes coming up. Jackson Heights 41 and Horton 36. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sebetta help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, They can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. It's been a good one here in our boys' game tonight. And the Chargers of Horton on the road trying to stay undefeated. But the Cobras of Jackson Heights, a 41-36 lead as we start the fourth quarter here on KNZA and the Cobra Channel. Horton with this opening offensive possession. They go inside. Masqua darts it down to Struby. I don't think he was ready for that one. Good idea by Masqua and a turnover by the Chargers. Drake Mellies leading the Cobras, scored five quick points at the end of that third quarter after the Chargers had tied it up. A 5-0 spurt by Mellies. He's got 16 tonight. He's got the ball in his hands, kicks it left. Now up top it goes here to Robinson. He is on the wing left, hands it off to Mellies right there. Wants a ball screen by Zeller and wipes it away as it goes now into the corner with Eli Kirk. And Kirk's pass a little lazy, deflected out of bounds by Knutson. Cobras keep at 7:09 to go in the game, leading by five. And Robinson to throw it in. All five starters have scored tonight for the Cobras. As we mentioned, Mellies leading the way with 16. They get it to Kirk on the elbow, hands it off to Holiday on a curl, stops on the right elbow, gets it off to Robinson, who dribbles back up top. He is closed out by Knutson and hands it off to Mellies right in front of midcourt, guarded by Struby. Another lengthy possession here, and there's a little bit of a hand check there and a foul against, I believe, Struby defending Mellies. And Struby picks up his third. And team foul number one, Sir Pete back into the game for Jackson Heights. And Trent Lockwood back into the game as well for Horton. 6:46 left in the game. Chargers trailing here at Jackson Heights, 41-36. Here is Zeller, short corner right. On the inbounds, knocked away by Masqua on a steal. Seven turnovers now by Jackson Heights. Knutson getting trapped into the corner. And gets it off on a short shot. And Mellies the rebound. McAfee almost looked like he hesitated on shooting and passing. And whatever it was, it went off the front rim, no good, and now the Cobras have it back up five. 41-36. Not quite 2 minutes into this final quarter. Zeller, the elbow, had it knocked away. Kabia comes away with a steal. Kabia up top. Here's McAfee, who's been quiet tonight. McAfee with just three. And now Mellies trying to come away with a steal, gets it off to Sir Peek. Peak going coast to coast, flips it up and in. That was all Drake Mellies with the steal and the assist. Sir Peak now with 10, 43-36 Cobras. 5:45 left in the game. Cobras team has played well. Kabia, baseline drive, bouncing it off. Lockwood a two, off the rim, no. Masqua a rebound, fighting, putting one up, no, but he's fouled. And two free throws on the way for Dante Masqua. And Robinson picks up the foul, his second, and the first on Jackson Heights here in the fourth quarter. So Masqua at the line. He's got seven and make it eight. Now 2 for 3 at the line. And unofficially, 12 rebounds already in the game, right on his average. Missed the second and a rebound for Zeller. 43-37 Cobras, 5.5 minutes to go in the game. The Horton girls victorious in the first game tonight by 19. Here's Mellies driving all the way, shot blocked by McAfee. Good defense. It stays with Jackson Heights. Mellies with 16, Sir Peek with 10 as well for Jackson Heights. Kabia leading the charge for the Chargers. He's got 15. Right now the lead is 6 for Jackson Heights at home, trying to win their third straight game. And Brett Plattner's seen enough of that possession. He wants a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 5:10 to go left in the game. Cobras leading by 6. It is 43-37. Or correction, we'll keep it right here. It's changed to a 30. So we will go ahead and keep it right here. Well, again, this was a 5-point Jackson Heights lead after one. Both teams scored 16 points in the second quarter, and then both teams scoring 11 points in the third quarter. After really the first quarter, kind of the difference, but it is a six-point Cobras lead, and this would be a monstrous win for Jackson Heights if they can hold on as they lead it by six here early on in the fourth quarter. Again, this is a Horton team that's undefeated at 5-0, and certainly a team that's going to compete for a Northeast Kansas League championship. Out of the 30, Cobras far side of the floor to throw it in. Mellies receiving the inbounds. He gets it quickly off to Robinson, who had it knocked away, but a foul. So they get Knudsen here out front. That'll be his first. Team foul number two in the quarter. Not quite 3 minutes in, a little bit over 5 minutes to go in the game. Right now the Cobras have it in a six-point lead. 43-37. Here's Mellies stopping at the free throw line. Gets it up top, Sir Peak. Holiday high left on the wing. Closed down by Kabia. Has the dribble. Now using it. Darts into the lane. Kicks it back up top. Here's Robinson spinning. Back up top to Holiday. Angles left on the wing. Hands it off to Robinson. Little two-man game. And right back to Mellies inside midcourt. No shot clock here, so the Cobras taking advantage of their possessions with the lead. Mellies bouncing it inside to Zeller, and they get a jump ball. They say Zeller was tied up with Basqua. Plattner said it was a foul. The officials say otherwise, but the possession will keep it here with Jackson Heights. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Cobras with the ball, leading 43-37. Robinson up top. Drives in, layup, good, and the foul, doing it himself, Jace Robinson. A chance at the old-fashioned three. So the foul was on Knudsen, his second. Team foul number three, and a chance at one more here for Jace Robinson. Free throw no good, Zeller fighting for it, but saved it to the wrong team. Chargers down 45-37 with the ball, now losing it. Lockwood fighting on the baseline, trying to pick it up, and they give the timeout to Horton. A near disaster for the Chargers. It is a full, so now we will step aside. Full timeout, 4:08 left in the game. Cobras trying to hold on. They lead at 45-37. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now Jackson Heights trying to win their third consecutive game after an 0-3 start. And the Horton Chargers on the other side trying to stay undefeated. They are 5-0, but Cobras have played well tonight. They lead it at home 45-37, just north of 4 minutes left in the game. Brandon Tabman, Chance Link, Lane, Zach, Caleb, Asheron, all helping out here with the Cobra Channel. Is here to have a good one down the stretch. Right inside to Masqua for an easy two. And a double-double secured for the 6'4 senior, Dante Masqua. Much-needed bucket for the Chargers. Back to within six at 45-39. And now good defense by McAfee, knocking it away and out of bounds from Mellies. So the Cobras throwing it in right in front of their bench. Down and to our left. Here's Mellies high left. Working man-to-man, guarded by Luke McAfee. Two all-league caliber players. McAfee gets Mellies in the air. No good on the shot. He wanted the foul. Doesn't get it. And Masqua the rebound. Maybe a break there for the Chargers. Could have been called a foul, but no go. Knudsen up top. He fires a three. It's an air ball. Masqua trying to save it. He can't. Good look by Knudsen, but an air ball from straight away, and that's going to give it back to Jackson Heights. Now 3.5 minutes left. 45-39. Cobras lead by six. This would be a big-time win for Jackson Heights. Get it into the front court. Man-to-man defense by the Chargers. And Melly's maybe a step and a half in front of midcourt. Works around Kabia, and then he reached from behind, and Kabia picks up the foul. And that's the final foul to give. So Cobras are going to be in the bonus, final 3:12. Zeller checks back in. Also Struby back in as well, as both teams bring in a new face. The Cobras leading at 3:12 left, 45-39. Here is Melly, right side on the wing. A Zeller screen, little two-man game. Bypass the roll, instead gets it off to Robinson here up top. Hands it right back to Serpique, who hands it right off to Melly's right in front of midcourt. Gets inside. Throws it up. No. Takes it all the way in and draws the foul. Melly's will shoot two. And Masqua the foul. That'll be his third. Well, obviously for Jackson Heights, they're going to have opportunities here in the final 2:53 at the line, and they got to come away with some makes. And the first free throw not there. So again, Melly's tonight, 16 points. He's got some nice assists, a couple of steals, four rebounds, but just 1 for 3 at the line. And his second, that one is good. 17 for Drake Melly's, and it's 46-39. The lead is back to 7 at 2:45 to go. So clock ticking here for the Chargers. They're trying to stay unbeaten, but they're going to have to rally here late. Here's Kabia, right wing three. This would be a good start, and he knocked it down, and a timeout. Well, that was just what the doctor ordered for the Chargers. It's a 30-second timeout at 2:35 to go. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. That gets it back to a four-point lead, 46-42, Jackson Heights. As Kabia leading all scorers with 18. Cobras are led by Drake Melly's with 17. Serpique also with 10 tonight. And Dante Masqua, double-double for the Chargers at 10 points and 13 rebounds. So this has been a good game from the jump. Right before that timeout, monster three from Kabia. Get the Chargers back to within four. 2:35 left in the game. Chargers ramping it up defensively in the full court. Melly stopping on a double team. Launching a pass near side midcourt. Working. Robinson stopping on the wing. Underhands it right back to Melly's high on the wing. There's another foul by Kabia after Melly's got around him, and that's going to be free throws. Stops the clock at 2:20. So when Melly's came into tonight, just 45% at the line. And he gets that one to go. So 18 for Drake Melly's, and the lead is 5 at 47-42. And he goes 2 for 2. Big free throws there. 19 in the game for Melly's, and it's 48-42 with just over 2 minutes to go. As Struby drives, throws one up. No, Lockwood the rebound up and in. Second chance for Trent Lockwood to get it back to within four, 2:05 to go. There's Melly's. He is triple teamed, able to get it off to Holiday, back to Robinson, and there's another foul. So Kabia picks up the foul again, but this time it's going to be Chase Robinson at the line to shoot the pair. It's a four-point Cobras lead at 1:57 to go in the game. Robinson at the line. That one just a bit short. This Cobras team coming in, 41.5% as a team at the line. Second free throw, no good. He missed them both, and a rebound for Lockwood. Just under 2 minutes to go. It's a four-point Cobras lead, but the Chargers have the ball. This is a big possession. Here's Struby, right side on the wing, gets a Lockwood screen, pulls it up top, stops there, gets it off to Kabia. Guarded by Melly's. Those two have been leading the charge for their respective teams tonight. Struby backdoor. Masqua the assist. Easy deuce. And Struby gets it to within two. It is 48-46. And a full timeout here by Coach Brett Plattner in Jackson Heights. So we will follow suit. Quick 30, back after this. A two-point game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we got ourselves a two-point game here in the final minute and change of the fourth quarter here on KNCA and the Cobra Channel as well. Right now, Jackson Heights trying to hold on, but this Horton Chargers team just continuing to fight. Cobras lead 48-46 at 1:25 to go in the game. Chargers will show pressure here in the full court.
Keeping the snakes on their toes.
There you go. Very nice. Well, again, oh, there's a turnover. Kabia, a steal, but Kabia missed the shot. And Robinson comes away with it. He is surrounded by five jerseys, and he somehow comes away with it. Boy, that was an awkward sequence.
How they let that slide was beyond me.
Well, now the Cobras have it in the front court with a minute to go, and there's the foul. And Kabia, that seemed to be a little more of a frustration foul because he had a bunny to tie the game, and he missed it.
I think everyone was a little bit confused there.
And now it is up to Jace Robinson, who is 0 for 3 at the line tonight. He has 7 points with 61 seconds remaining in the game. And that free throw hits the heel off the rim twice and no good. So it stays a two-point game with one more free throw coming. Robinson, he got that one. 8 points for Robinson. 49-46 Cobras, under a minute to go. 55 seconds to be exact. Here's Kabia, right side, Struby on the wing. Maskwa, the screen, not much behind it. Now Kabia, left wing, ball fake, stepping in. Thought about a jump shot, turns it down. Lockwood, wide open, easy layup. 8 for Lockwood, 49-48, 38 seconds left in the game. The Chargers within one. Here's Melly, far side of the floor, into the front court. Now 30 seconds to go, and there's the foul by Struby. That'll be his fourth, and now free throws coming up for Drake Melly.
There is 1 point standing between overtime right now. Both teams are really going to have to think up something quick.
I said it early in the fourth that Cobras are going to have plenty of opportunities at the line, and they have not necessarily taken advantage of it until now, as Melly's is able to put down the first free throw. He's got 20 points in the game, and it's 50-48 with 29.8 seconds to go. The second one is short. And they get Sir Peek on a foul on the rebound attempt. It's not the worst case scenario because Horton got the rebound and it's not a foul that's putting you to the line. So, but it's a two-point game at 29 seconds to go. Here we go. 25 seconds. Chargers with Struby into the front court. They're down by two. They get it to Maskwa. 19 seconds. Struby backdoor. Missed the layup. Maskwa gets it. His chance is no good. Zeller the rebound, and there's the foul with 12 seconds to go. Two missed shots up close by the Chargers that would have tied the game. Maskwa missing the second op. And it was, I believe, Lockwood who had that first attempt. But my goodness. And now monster free throws for Austin Zeller. Oh, yeah, his first is pure.
Can you hear the swish of the net?
His first point tonight is maybe the biggest point of the night. 51-48 Cobras, 12 seconds to go. Monstrous free throws. He hits them both, and it's a four-point game. 10 seconds to go. The Chargers need something quick. Here's McAfee kicking. Lockwood, they're running out of time, only 4 seconds. Maskwa, three, no good. Seller the rebound, and he is fouled, and that all but wraps this one up for Jackson Heights. With 2 seconds left, they lead it by four. And Zeller's going right back to the line where he just hit maybe the two biggest free throws of his high school career.
I think that was the longest minute of my life there.
Well, for the Jackson Heights faithful, they will take the little extra feel on time there as the free throw is up and good for Austin Zeller, who is hitting monster free throws. That is going to help Jackson Heights secure this win. Boy, crucial free throws. And the Chargers will throw up a heave from 75. It won't matter, and that is the end of the game as Jackson Heights knocks off Horton tonight, 54-48. This was a great game, and for the Chargers, their first loss of the year. They are now 5-1, 3-1 in league play. Cobras have won three in a row. They are now 3-3 and 2-1 in league play. Our postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Dennison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, ultimately tonight, it is a split in our Northeast Kansas League doubleheader here on the Cobra Channel. And KNZA 103.9, the Horton girls in game one, dominant 54-33. But Jackson Heights in the boys game, just a solid way to end it. Austin Zeller with some monster free throws late. And Cobras knock off the Chargers. Horton, their first loss here. In 24-25, now 5-1. And don't look now, guys. The Cobras have won three in a row after an 0-3 start. Wins over Onega, McClough, and here tonight against Horton, as they are also Cobras now 2-1 in Northeast Kansas League play. Let's get you some numbers here from the game tonight, and we'll start with the winning side in Jackson Heights. Drake Mellies, 20 points to lead the charge. Sir Peak was also in double figures with 10. He also added 6 rebounds. 8 points from Jace Robinson. They got 6 apiece from Cade Holiday and Eli Kirk. And then Austin Zeller off the bench. 4 points, but all 4 in absolute clutch time at the free throw line that helped Jackson Heights secure this 54-48 win. By the way, Zeller also 8 rebounds. Jackson Heights had 10 team turnovers. They were 13 of 21 at the line. And they ended up the game with 23 total rebounds. For the Chargers, again, losing for the first time here this season, now 5-1 and now 3-1 in league play. They got 18 points from Tavion Kabia, and then a monster double-double from Dante Masqua, 10 points and 14 rebounds. They also got 8 points from Trent Lockwood, 5 from Reagan Knudsen. They got 4 from Cooper Strube, and 3 points from Luke McAfee. Horton had 7 turnovers, 24 rebounds, and they were 5 of 11 at the free throw line. Let's announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Guys, if you want to jump in, Drake Mellies looked pretty good tonight, but
a
guy like Austin Zeller made some clutch free throws down the stretch.
Give a shout-out to a young guy, Sir Peak, picking up 10 points on the night.
Yeah, Sir Peak. Well, if we were giving out the player of the game just based off name, it would be Sir Peak every time. I think we can all agree on that. But it just seemed like from the start again, just consistent C from Drake Mellies, I'd say. You know, just a 20-point night. He was averaging 10 coming in, so that number's going to bump up north a little bit as well. He was also 5 of 8 at the free throw line, multiple steals, multiple assists, 4 rebounds as well. Does it on the football field, does it on the basketball floor. So
he was in the zone tonight.
He made some big shots, no doubt. 3 threes, 20 points, 4 rebounds, multiple steals, multiple assists. Drake Mellies, 5'10 junior, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. We started on time, and we ended relatively on time. It was 2 good games, and it was a Northeast Kansas League split. Again, the Horton girls in game one, 54-33. Jackson Heights boys in the nightcap, 54-48. Again, everyone be safe. Keep an eye on the weather here over the next couple of days. Both these teams scheduled to be back in action on Tuesday, but from everything we're told, maybe Tuesday's action could be up in the air, depending on how the next couple of days go out with the weather. But we will certainly keep you up to date with that as we transpire through the next few days. But as it stands right now, on Tuesday night next week, Jackson Heights right back here at home taking on Troy. Horton is scheduled to be on the road at Riverside. So, again, that's going to do it for us here. Appreciate everyone. Chance in studio, Blaine, Zach, Caleb, Asheron with the Cobra Channel. We appreciate it very much. Horton girls victorious in game one, 54-33. Jackson Heights boys in the nightcap, 54-48. For all involved, Brandon Tabman with you. We'll talk to you next week for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
The place for